Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in the church right now. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. We are glad you can be with us this week as we seek to encourage you for this moment in history. And now, your host, Ralph Martin.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I know a lot of you have been asking me to please say something about the recent thing that happened to me. I got fired from being a full professor at Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit and director of our graduate theology programs in evangelization at the end of July, just actually a few weeks ago. And I can't say too much about it right now because there's a lot of details we're trying to work out and a lot of complicated things to untangle. We did publish the post a statement about it on our website, renewalministries.net. It's right there on the homepage. You can click on it and see what we feel like we can say publicly at this time. But a lot of you said, when are you going to say something about it? So I'm going to say a little bit more about it right now, but I can't say too much. First thing I like to say is that I really appreciate all the support and prayers that are coming my way, our way. I'm really overwhelmed by the love and the support, and deeply appreciative of the prayers. I think when we posted our statement, I think we got over 400 responses the first day, talking about your support, your friendship, your prayers, and you know, I'd say we had no idea how many of you have followed us over the years, how many of you have said you've benefited from what we're doing here at Renewal Ministries, what we're doing in our writing, our speaking, our media, our mission trips, and all the other ways in which we're trying to strengthen the church. I can say, though, that this isn't the first time that I've been fired. This is actually the fourth time. Years ago, I was fired from working in the Curcio movement and then fired from working at Catholic Campus Ministry at Michigan State University. And the issue then was the charismatic renewal. It was new and people didn't know what to do with it. A third time I was fired, we were working here in Ann Arbor at St. Mary's Student Chapel, and things were going really, really well. Hundreds and hundreds of students were coming to the student center, and a lot of people were getting converted. But at a certain point, they felt like this was overwhelming the student center, and they asked us to go someplace else. So out of that came the Word of God community. Out of that came the International Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office, which started here and moved to Belgium, as now is in Rome. Out of that came just Renewal Ministries. You know, just so many different things came from that. Out of that came Christ the King Catholic Parish here in Ann Arbor, where we have, about 40 people have been ordained priests, you know, since the beginning of the parish in connection with those days. So I expect that as this door closes, that other doors are going to open. Now, the Archbishop said he didn't think it would be useful to give specific reasons, but my guess is that he's on a different page from where I am. Just in the last year, I've written a memoir called Life in the Spirit, a memoir. And in here, I talk about the first three times I got fired. I talk about the doors that have opened because of that, but I also talk about the issues I feel like the Lord has wanted me to address as part of my mission. And once you see what those issues are, you can probably guess about why I was fired. We'll be able to say more, hopefully, in the future. So people say, how do you feel? Are you doing okay? I'm doing very okay. But I feel a lot of different things. When it first happened, I actually felt some joy and elation. I remember driving home from the seminary. It was a shock. It happened suddenly. It didn't happen with any notice. I was called in one morning and surprised that the archbishop was there himself. And he said, "We're not here to discuss anything. I'm just here to tell you you're terminated." Didn't feel like, he said he didn't feel like he could give any reasons, and that wouldn't be helpful. So when I was driving home from the seminary in the first state of shock, I actually felt a lot of joy. I remember calling my wife and saying, "Ann, I've just been fired, but I feel like the hand of the Lord is with me, with us, and that this is all under His providence. He's got a plan." And I just felt a certain kind of joy, even elation. Later on, when I ran into some of the complications of this and had to make some decisions about how to respond to it, I felt some anger. I felt like, whoa, after 23 years, it happened like this. I also felt some sadness because I had just finished, the day before I got fired, I had just finished teaching my last class for the group of priests I was teaching this summer in our sacred theology licentiate program. Wonderful priests from all around the world. Just love them. And I felt like we had one of the best classes we've ever had. I felt the same thing last fall when I did my last class with the transitional deacons, a group of more than 20 men who just were about to be ordained priests. I felt like the Lord was really doing a lot in the classroom, a lot with these seminarians and priests. And it was sad to think that I wouldn't be able to continue to do that. Then, a couple days after this happened, I left for Cameroon and did a retreat for 200 priests and nuns and 1,000 lay leaders with Bishop Scott McCaig from Canada. And I know there's going to be continuing opportunities to help strengthen the church and particularly build up priests and seminarians and carry out mission all over the world like we've been doing at Renewal Ministries for so many years. I also know that the Lord is in this. As painful as it is, as how it makes me feel angry at sometimes and sad at other times, the predominant way I feel is tremendous encouragement, hope in the Lord. He's got a plan. The first three times I got fired, doors closed, but other doors, wonderful doors opened. And I'm sure that this is going to be the case this time. But I also feel like it's an invitation from the Lord to come even closer to Him, to be even more united to Him, to be even more obedient to Him, to join Mary with her pure heart, who loves Jesus more than anybody who loved Him, and obeyed the Father more deeply than anybody ever obeyed Him, and received the Holy Spirit unreservedly more than anybody ever did. And so I want to ask Mary to help me love the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit even more, as she does. So that's the story as well as I can tell it right now. The story's here. You can read the writing on the wall when you see the issues I've been dealing with my whole life and the other times I got fired. But, you know, I just came back from Cameroon. I still have to correct the final exams of the course I just finished teaching. In fact, the day that this is published, Wednesday, August 13th, that's the day that I'll be having to turn in my final grades on the last course I think I'll be teaching at Sacred Heart Seminary. But then right after that, right as September begins, we start another season of The Choices We Face, 26 more programs, the longest running Catholic television program in the world. So the Lord has a lot for us to do, and we're going to continue doing it. But I just want to tell you, I'm just overwhelmed by your love and support and prayers, and I thank you so much for them. And I want to let you know how I'm doing. I'm doing good, although it's been a painful, difficult time. I'm doing good. It's really interesting that our team here asked me to do a live YouTube video just before this happened, and the topic I chose was trusting God in difficult circumstances. more than one person has told me that when they listen to that video or watch that video, it's on our YouTube channel. Just go to Renewal Ministries YouTube and the homepage. You'll see it in row two there, I think, where it says live video, trusting God in difficult times. People said, you know, Ralph, you're going to have a chance to live your own teaching. I love living my own teaching. I believe it. I think it's absolutely true that God is with us at every stage of our life, and I'm completely confident that he's going to do with me exactly what he wants, and nothing happens without his permission or purpose, and I'm really happy to trust the Lord for what comes now. I hope you are too in your own lives. You know, I know all of you have difficult circumstances. All of you have disappointments. All of you have doors that have closed and other doors perhaps that haven't even opened yet, but they will. God bless you.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.